Concert. 1. Are you interested in going to a concert? 2. Good idea. This city is world-renowned for its music. 3. Yes, Vienna is known as the capital of classical music. 4. You mean classical music. 5. Classic, classical, what's the difference? 6. Classical music is the music of high artistic quality that goes all the way back to the 9th century. 7. Today, the term classical music, at least in the West, refers to the period from Bach to Beethoven. 8. I don't think everyone would agree. Lots of people call it classic music. 9. I beg to differ. It is properly called classical music. 10. Because if you say classic music, you could be referring to modern music, including classic jazz and classic rock. 11. If your passion is classic rock, you would be referring to much of the popular music of the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. 12. We're talking about bands like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, the Doors, Led Zeppelin, and Aerosmith. 13. That's a far cry from Beethoven. 14. My point exactly. 15. And there is classic jazz music. 16. Classic jazz also marks a specific era and artists like Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Dizzy Gillespie, and Miles Davis. 17. So do you want to go to a rock concert or a classical music concert? 18. We're in Vienna, so I think classical music would be the best choice. 19. So let's find a classical music concert here in Vienna and save the classic rock for when we get home. 20. There's a 7-Eleven. Let's check the newspaper. 21. Do you expect to see classical music concerts advertised in the newspaper? 22. We are in Vienna, the music capital of the Western world. 23. The newspaper is in German. Can you read German? 24. There is probably an English language newspaper. Let's ask. 25. Is there a newspaper that lists the concerts in town? 26. Do you have an English newspaper that has concert listings? 27. Here is a free publication of the Arts Society, which lists most of the concerts for the month, including some that are free. 28. Let's have a look. I see there are opera listings, too. 29. Do you like opera? 30. Not so much. I suppose it's an acquired taste. 31. Have you ever attended an operatic performance? 32. Do you mean have I ever been to the opera? No, I haven't. 33. A friend who is passionate about opera tried introducing me to the genre, but it didn't move me at all. 34. But I do like a lot of classical music, especially Mozart. 35. Me too. Should we look for a performance of Mozart? 36. I think that shouldn't be hard to find. 37. On the other hand, I wouldn't want to miss a chance to see the world-renowned Vienna Boys Choir. 38. I suppose you're right. This is a rare opportunity. 39. Maybe we can catch them both. What do you think? 40. We'll see. Let's check the performance times for VBC first, and then we can look for some Mozart. 41. I have to confess I am not very experienced with classical music. 42. I normally listen to popular music. 43. So you think this might be boring? 44. I see. Actually, this music is not as boring or difficult as you might think. 45. Live performances are especially exciting. 46. Classical music is full of myth and emotion. 47. It has even been called the most powerful form of communication without words. 48. Granted, it is a very different experience from attending a jazz or rock concert. 49. Classical music is at a higher level. Just try to be open to it. 50. This looks interesting. There is a concert program which is called Concerts in Mozart's House. 51. It says that these concerts are performed at the monastery where Mozart lived and worked. 52. Let's see what the VBC listing has to say. 53. It looks like there is only one performance per week right now on Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. 54. So that would leave us plenty of time to work in a Mozart concert as well. 55. It looks like there are lots of Mozart concerts to choose from. 56. Okay, that's great. I appreciate your love for this music, but honestly, one concert will be enough for me. 57. Okay, I understand. So, which one would you prefer? 58. It doesn't matter. 59. I would enjoy both equally, so I think you should choose. 60. That's nice of you, but I think you should choose. 61. After all, you are the expert here. 62. But this is your first concert. 63. Honestly, I don't care very much. 64. Okay, Mozart it is. 65. I'm glad we arrived a little early. It isn't so crowded. 66. I see people tend to dress up. 67. Yes, everyone looks fairly formal. 68. All the men are wearing neckties. 69. I see a guy in jeans. He might be the only one. 70. Pop's concerts are definitely more relaxed. 71. We need to go to the will call window to get our tickets. 72. Your name, please. 73. Chen. 74. Chen. Two tickets. Here you are. 75. Wow, this place is beautiful. 76. Here comes the usher. Is he going to ask us to leave because of our attire? 77. Don't be silly. 78. May I see your tickets? This way, please. 79. These seats are pretty good. 80. It doesn't start for 25 more minutes, so let's walk around a bit. 81. Okay, I have to use the restroom. 82. That guy looks interesting. 83. Yes, he looks a little like Salieri. I wonder if it's intentional. 84. Good evening. 85. Hello. 86. I'm glad you had read up on this orchestra. 87. Now I don't feel so intimidated. 88. Intimidated? The crowd may seem a bit highbrow, but these people are really the same as you and I. 89. The lights have dimmed. 90. Let's go. We should already be in our seats. 91. It's not polite to clap until the whole piece has been played. 92. What do you mean? 93. Well, classical compositions are divided into movements that have definite pauses. 94. You might think the piece is finished when, in fact, only a movement has ended. 95. And it is considered very bad form to clap during the transition from one movement to the next. 96. So since this is your first concert, you might want to wait until other people start applauding, just to be safe. 97. Did you enjoy the concert? 98. Yes, it was very nice. You looked as if you were lost in the music.